The latest international report card on the state of the world's plants and animals shows a bad situation is getting worse. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature's Red List now shows that a third of all species catalogued are threatened with extinction. Australia is listed as one of the worst countries, with 800 animal and plant species at risk of extinction. That's an extra 16 species added since last year's list. But some scientists say the statistics sound worse than the reality. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
The abundance and diversity of wildlife creates some very special sounds. But the IUCN's latest red list highlights how species by species, some unique calls are disappearing. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature compiles the annual list. This year it includes a Madagascan rodent, a tree frog from Panama, and a spray toad from Tanzania, all listed as extinct in the wild. 1,300 species of dragonflies and 7 freshwater snails from China also join the threatened list. Andrew Lowe is a professor of plant conservation biology at the University of Adelaide.
The situation isn't improving for most species, and what we see are from areas from right across the world, you know, from Africa, from the Americas, from Asia, that species are suffering really unprecedented levels of threat.
A real standout on this year's list was the state of the health of freshwater fish. Their numbers on the list increased sixfold.
And when you look into those kind of ecosystems, then they are really quite in poor health, and largely because of conflicting demands for water by human populations. And largely it's human populations and human expansions that are really driving some of these threatening processes.
Hugh Possingham is a professor of mathematics and ecology at the University of Queensland. Professor Possingham says the index is a good indicator, like the Dow Jones or the Consumer Price Index, on how the world measures in biodiversity.
The news is always bad. Ever since they've been releasing these lists, the number of threatened species has gone up, and how threatened they are has become higher, so the number that are critically endangered increases.
This year's red list ranks Australia as one of the worst developed countries, with more than 800 animal and plant species at risk of extinction. That's an extra 18 species under threat compared to last year. But Professor Possingham says there are certain problems with the way the list is created.
There's more and more species being listed, so sometimes it looks really bad, much worse than it is. So, for example, with the reptiles, they added another 293 threatened species to the list. So there's now 1,677 reptiles listed across the globe. That sounds terrible. That sounds as though we've just realised that the number of threatened reptiles has gone up 30% or 20% in 1 year. In fact, that's just because they're working through their list. So one of the trickiest things about these indexes is distinguishing true changes in status rather than changes in status that are driven just by more information.
Graham Webb is an adjunct professor at Charles Darwin University and chairman of the IUCN's Crocodile Specialist Group. He's a contributor to the Red List, but agrees it can be very easily misinterpreted.
The general conclusion seems to be, oh, well, you know, it's really bad and things are really disappearing fast because look at all these new species that are going on the threatened list. But really, it's not so bad. There are certainly serious problems, but the figures get manipulated by the ease with which people get species listed and the reluctance on their behalf to unlist them after conservation action has achieved its goals.
Professor Graham Webb from Charles Darwin University, ending that report from Bronwyn Herbert.